I have those random showers and storms, about 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man was stabbed last night in the 1400 block of Ann Street. He was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. A Selma police officer is in stable condition after being shot in the chest early Sunday morning while on patrol. Police say the officer was patrolling the streets after a gang altercation and homicide investigation. As he traveled down Furnace Avenue, multiple shooters began firing into his car. Two bullets went through his vest and into his chest. In the Junior League of Montgomery held the Taste of the River Region Sunday night. Around 30 food and beverage vendors offered different samples. Money raised at the event goes to supporting many local organizations through grants. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's time for the annual Cavco Outlet Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 28th and Saturday, September 29th, 8 till 5.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Think groceries, gas, clothes, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Jack, I needed a really, really big intro for the third hour.
Why do we never get an answer?
And you think this provides it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's just rock and roll on heroin and cocaine at the same time. We're speedballing, buddy. Moody Blues. I mean, come on. Doesn't get better than that. Our number 272-9228. We were talking during the break. Trump is an absolute Jedi master of the media. The more they go crazy on the Rosenstein story, and I think I am correct. Well, I'll get to that in a second. The more they go crazy on the Rosenstein story, the more cover Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley have to just cram Kavanaugh through. Because, honestly, a story like Kavanaugh, even with the accusers and even though it's the Supreme Court and all that, if it's not top of the news every day, people forget about it. People will forget Brett Kavanaugh's name a year from now, confirmed or not. I mean, people get all worked up over this stuff. The left has not mastered the outrage machine. The right has done a pretty good job with outrage. The left has really struggled with outrage. But the more the left goes bananas over Rosenstein, the more likely it is that Kavanaugh gets confirmed. So what's Trump's end game here? To get Kavanaugh confirmed, to get the Supreme Court into conservative hands, to live up to his promises. I'm going to reshape the Supreme Court for decades. That's why you showed up to vote for me in 2016 and not Hillary Clinton.
That was the point I thought about this weekend. One of the number one reasons that people wanted Donald Trump was for the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And all the liberals know that.
Yeah.
And they're trying to thwart him on this issue, aside from the fact that they know Kavanaugh's pro-life and they're so afraid Roe v. Wade will get overturned. But that's why these Republican Senate candidates, congressional candidates, anybody running for federal office has got to remember, if you have a vote to confirm Kavanaugh, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins,
you better do it.
You better do it, because that's one of the main reasons Trump got put in the White House.
I think what won Trump the election, in my opinion, was releasing his list of Supreme Court nominees and said, I will pick off this list. There are 25 total names on there. We're now 23. I will pick off this list. This is the list where my Supreme Court nominees will come from. Because then it made people believe, well, this guy's obviously telling the truth. Because people, well, is he really a Republican? Is he going to appoint his sister? Is he going to appoint one of his sister's friends? No. He's going to appoint off his list of 25. And they were solid Republican, conservative, pro-life, pro-limited government, conservative, principled judges. And he put them out there, and he's picked two of them off there so far. I hope when RBG, when they finally realize she's been dead for 3 years, I hope he picks one
of her. Now, wait a minute, Baron. I want to address something that I've never brought this up.
Uh-oh.
It was back in 92. I was at a cocktail party in Washington, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg rubbed my butt. And I'm just now coming forward because I want this to get out before she dies.
Yeah?
Yeah. So anyway.
Well.
Just wanted to...
I will quote the late, great Burton Cummings, 1976 song, Stand Tall, Campbell. Stand Tall. Don't
give
in to
peer
pressure.
You don't have to worry
about that. Don't give in to peer. Maybe we'll go out to that song. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. Get a lot of good positive feedback on the new caller seminar, the new rollout of the caller seminar. Keeping everybody on topic, I did get something, text message here says, most calls we've had on a Monday in I don't know how long, nobody yet has rambled. So, hey, we're moving in the right direction. All right, a couple things here. This hour, I want to get to my theory on the white hats and how the Rosenstein resignation plays into that. I also want to get to allegation number 3 of Kavanaugh. So here, let's take this in reverse order. Because we've already done Kavanaugh allegation 1 and 2. Here is, if you were with us during the 9 o'clock hour, here is the third and most recent allegation against Brett Kavanaugh. If you have children in the car or at home, turn the radio off. It's going to be graphic. Okay? It's going to be FCC. FCC will allow what we're doing, but I don't recommend maybe children under 14 to listen to what we're about to talk about. Here's an email. Avenatti, Michael Avenatti. This is the Stormy Daniels creepy porn lawyer.
Right.
Creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti put on Twitter that he had allegations. He had a client who was going to allege allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And so Mike Davis, the chief counsel for nominations, the United States Committee on the Judiciary, under Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, sends Avenatti an email yesterday, 4:42 p.m. It says, according to your tweet, you claim to have information you consider credible regarding Judge Kavanaugh and Mark Judge. Please advise of this information immediately so the Senate investigators may begin an inquiry. Here is the return email sent an hour and a half later from Michael Avenatti to Mike Davis. Now, this is not the same Mike Davis who used to be the head coach of Indiana University and UAB men's basketball. Different Mike Davis. Also not the same Mike Davis. Little known fact here. Do you remember who was on first base when Kirk Gibson came to bat in the 1988 World Series?
No, I do not.
His name was Mike Davis. He was a speedster. Gibson came up to replace the number 9 batter. You remember the ninth inning, two outs, down 1-4-3, Los Angeles at
home.
This
is like
a
southerner going down a rabbit trail, Baron.
The guy on first base was named Mike Davis. Same guy. He stole with an 0-2 count. He stole second base. Then the Eckersley went ball, 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 and then home run. All right. Dear Mr. Davis, thank you for your email. This is Michael Avenatti writing. Now, again,
Stormy Daniels, lawyer.
Creepy porn lawyer, yeah, for Stormy Daniels. If you have children in the car or at home or near you, turn the radio off. Come back to us at about 5 minutes. Thank you for your email. We're aware of significant evidence of multiple house parties in the Washington, D.C. area during the 1980s, during which Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, and others would participate in the targeting of women with alcohol to allow a train of men to subsequently gang rape them. There are multiple witnesses that will corroborate these facts, and each of them must be called to testify publicly. And as a starting point, Senate investigators should pose the following questions to Judge Kavanaugh without delay and provide the answers to the American people. Here are the questions. Again, if you have children in the car or around you, turn the radio off.
Come now, back. This is what Stormy Daniels' lawyer...
Creepy porn lawyer.
Right, whose client is a woman that... is alleging these things.
Correct.
Okay.
Creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti writes to Senate Judiciary Chief Counsel for Nominations Mike Davis. 1. Did you ever target one or more women for sex or rape at a house party? Did you ever assist Mark Judge and others in doing so? 2. Did you ever attend any house party during which a woman was gang raped or used for sex by multiple men? Did you ever witness a line of men outside a bedroom at any house party where you understood a woman was in the bedroom being raped or taken advantage of? 4. Did you ever participate in any sexual conduct with a woman at a house party whom you understood to be intoxicated under the influence of drugs? 5. Did you ever communicate with Mark Judge or anyone else about your participation in a train involving an intoxicated woman? 6. Did you ever object or attempt to prevent one or more men from participating in the rape or taking advantage of a woman at a house party? Please note, we will provide additional evidence relating to the above conduct, both to the committee and the American public in the coming days. Regards, Michael Avenatti, creepy porn lawyer. I added the last three words. Now, I will say this. Without a client, without a specific allegation, I wouldn't even dignify those with a response. If I'm Brett Kavanaugh or I'm the committee on the judiciary, I don't even dignify those with a response. I don't say, of course not. That's bizarre. That's crazy. I wouldn't even respond to them. I'd say, at the moment somebody comes forward publicly to identify themselves and want to testify, we'll talk about it. In the meantime, I am not going to address the allegations from every two-bit ham and egg creepy porn lawyer in the country. I'm just not going to. Because it gets back to the original problem I identified during the 9 o'clock hour and last week. We're bordering on setting a very dangerous precedent that will lead to nobody, male or female, Democrat or Republican, ever being confirmed again for the Supreme Court or any other position.
If all you need is someone to come forward and make an allegation, and that slows down the nomination process or stops it or forces somebody to withdraw their name, then you might as well stop the confirmation process.
No doubt.
And go ahead and shut down the court system and shut down every appointed position in America, and no one ever gets appointed to anything ever again. All available evidence is that Brett Kavanaugh was an absolute Boy Scout from the day he was born. All he cared about was baseball and, like, apple pie. And Jesus Christ on Sundays from 9 to 2. Right? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That this is the guy, this is the publicly available evidence that people will put their name on and testify to. That this guy is bulletproof. That he's a choir boy, a total Boy Scout. He gets through the public hearing process flawlessly. Even when Kamala Harris pulled her stunt. You promised you've never talked to anyone at this law firm about Mueller? Well, I don't know who works at the law firm. I'm asking. You know who works at the law firm. I don't know who works at the law firm. Come on. That's what he was putting up with. Kamala Harris is an intellectual lightweight.
She's an idiot.
Cory Booker, same thing. Talk about an intellectual lightweight. Cory Booker going through there and saying, I'm going to lose my job in the Senate, but it's just too important. We got to get these documents out. Oh, Corey, by the way, those are already out. Those were out 3 days ago. Dianne Feinstein, intellectual lightweight. Because Dianne Feinstein was sitting on a letter for 6 weeks that could have been brought up during the public hearing and addressed through the appropriate channels. Chuck Grassley and Mitch McConnell set a very dangerous precedent by slowing down the nomination after the public hearing for information that was available before the public hearing. It's a very dangerous precedent. It should have never happened. I understand why they did it, because Republicans rape women, right? Can I get an amen? All Republicans rape all women. And so in order to win the vote, even though Trump won huge sections of women across America, even though Trump would not be president of the United States without women, even though Trump rallies are chock full of women who love Donald Trump, the perception that elected Republicans in Washington have is that women are running around terrified of Republicans and that we have the worst reputation among women, which could not be farther from the truth. It's absolute lunacy. But that's what caused them to pause and say, all right, we'll let her come testify. Oh, by the way, I don't fly in planes and I live in San Francisco, so it's going to take me 3 days to get to Washington, D.C. Huh? Huh? What do you mean you don't fly in planes? What do you mean you don't fly in planes? Get on a plane.
She's a psychologist. She ought to figure out what's wrong with her and get on a plane.
I mean, come on. This just gets... What's she going to... board up a covered wagon? Make a slow trek to Washington, D.C.? What if she said, I'm afraid of cars, I gotta walk? Do we wait 6 months for her to walk her fat ass across America?
Is she fat?
I don't know. I don't think so. She looks pretty trim to me. She won't be after she walks to Washington,
no,
D.C. from San Francisco. She might be a little crisp, sunburned. Hell, by the time she gets there, she might be frostbitten. I mean, at what point do we say, all right, we're done accommodating you people?
And they're going to, she wants to testify after Kavanaugh?
Well, so I think that's it. Listen, she's supposedly en route to Washington, D.C. as of today, planning on being here sometime Thursday to testify, but they have not still nailed down the details. And here's what's going to happen. She's going to drive all the way to Washington, D.C., and they're going to say, no, you cannot go after Kavanaugh. You have to go first. And she's going to say, well, I'm not going to go. They're not letting me testify. They don't want to hear from me. Republicans hate women. Get out there and vote.
Sure, that's exactly what's going to happen.
I'm beyond frustrated with it. I think as a lawyer, I'm more frustrated than the average yogi with this whole shenaniganry. There are processes in place. You follow the processes. And when the process is over, you take a vote. And if this new allegation makes you want to vote no, then you go into your next election having voted no against Donald Trump's nominee. If you feel comfortable with that, fine. But the public hearing was over. The information was available ahead of time. This piling on at the end is ludicrous. No, nothing creepy porn lawyer says should be listened to.
No doubt.
I told you to stand tall, Jay. I told you I'd play Burton Cummings. Somebody in our audience recognizes this song.
Well, I'm standing wide. I don't know about tall.
Somebody in our audience recognizes this. We'll be back.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. Great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
This song climbed all the way to number 18 on the charts in 1979.
Well, Ian, how did you even know about
hold
it?
On. Hold on. I know my 70s pop, Jay.
I remember this song, too.
It's a great song.
I liked it.
I wonder why he didn't have another hit. The rest of the album must have been trash. Now, when Joey hosted the show last Tuesday, he was playing hits from 1982 that might have been the soundtrack when Blasey and Kavanaugh were allegedly at the party together. But I thought about something. The songs actually probably would be songs that have been released in the last 5 to 8 years, because that's typically what you listen to. So they may have actually been rocking out to a little Ian Gom, Hold On, released back in 1979.
Where is Ian now?
I don't know. He just made like a penny and a half off of this, so... Hope he spends it wisely. Probably the last... He'll get a royalty check and go, what the hell? What the hell does someone play Hold On?
Cruel to Be Kind, Hooked on Love, Sad Affair, Man on a Mission, and others.
Yeah, none as big as Hold On. Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. I do want to remind everybody about my friends over at New Look Decorating, home of those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints, the highest quality paint you can buy. Okay, if you want luxury smeared all over your walls in such a manner that it provides maximum coverage, great depth of color, reflects the light just exactly the way it was supposed to be, in flats and mattes and glosses and semis and all everything, go buy New Look Decorating. But bam, I don't know how to paint. I don't know. I'm gonna hire a painting contractor anyway. Listen, you call a guy like Riley Manning, you tell him to call and get Benjamin Moore paints over at New Look Decorating. He'll go over there and get them. They got the contractors actually have their own access, their own entrance into New Look Decorative. In and out, boom, boom, in and out, boom, boom. They know exactly what they want. The rest of the public, we go through the showroom, and then they wow you. They dazzle you. Because New Look Decorating, they got designers on staff. It's absolutely fantastic. You cannot go wrong. You absolutely cannot go wrong at New Look Decorating. Again, Benjamin Moore Paints, most of the Benjamin Moore Paints, or a large percentage of the Benjamin Moore Paints, made right here in the state of Alabama. The largest paint factory Benjamin Moore has is in Pelham, Alabama, using minerals mined right here in the state of Alabama. Brett Lanham, Brian Carr over at New Look Decorating, my friends and good people. Good people. So get by there when you get the opportunity. New Look Decorating. New Look Decorating. On the Atlanta Highway, just next to the Goo-Goo Car Wash, right where Bell Road dead ends. New Look Decorating, Benjamin Moore Paints. 28 minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll head back to the phones. Someone was giving me a hard time about telling Blasey to walk her fat ass from San Francisco to Washington. I don't think she's fat. I told you. I think she looked trim, frankly. It's an expression, right? It's an expression. Tell her to get off her... It's basically calling her a lazy butt. She won't fly. That's bizarre to me. We have to hold up a vote for 3 days because this chick's afraid to get on a plane? Get over yourself. If the future of the country hangs in the balance, board a Delta. You know what I mean? Board a Delta. Sit first class. Close your eyes. Take a Valium. You'll be fine. You'll make it. Take 2 Valium. I was in the hospital one time, Jack, and then I'll head back to the phone. I was in the hospital one time. They had to give me an MRI of the brain. Scary procedure. I'm not big on confined spaces. I actually don't like flying, so I can kind of sympathize with Blasey on this. Though I have flown, because I'm not going to ask a judge to hold up a trial because I don't like to fly, Judge. It's going to take me a few days to get there. I got to get my covered wagon out, board it. I got to find some mules that can take.
Man, you're going down a rabbit trail.
Anyway, they came in and they tried to shove me in the little MRI machine. Boom, arms went right out. I said, I'm not getting in there. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. I know it's intellectually nothing's going to happen to me, but I can't get in it. I'm sorry. And so she said, well, go back to your room. We'll have the doctor order you some stuff up. So they wheelchair me back to my room. They have the doctor order me something up. And the lady comes in and says, the doctor ordered IV, and then she named the drug. I'd never heard of it. She said, you want 1 milligram or 2? And I said, 2. And she hit me with that. You could have dropped me out of an airplane at 30,000 feet.
Was it Dilaudid?
No. It was Ativan.
Oh.
IV Ativan, 2 milligrams. All you need to get me into an MRI machine. I mean, yeah, I was like, give me 2. 1 is good. 2 must be better. but about the time the MRI was over, that Ativan was wearing off, and I was about ready to get back to my room. I'll tell you that. So I get it. I understand it. But again, if I thought the future of humanity was at risk, I would board a plane. If I thought I could stop a bad Supreme Court justice from getting on who had sexually assaulted me, and I really believed that to be true, I would sit in an MRI machine for 45 minutes, and I would get on a plane. This woman needs to get over herself. Again, what if she's afraid of a car? What if she says she can only crawl? She can't even walk. We have to wait like 2 years for her to crawl from San Francisco to Washington, D.C.? At what point is accommodation run amok? David.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. David, are you familiar with the caller seminar we've rolled out this week?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Our calls have gotten a little off topic and a little rambly the last few months, really. So we're tightening them up. everybody's call has to be really tight. And this week I'm going to be polite about it, and then next week I'm going to start to tighten up even a little more. So just try to keep your call real concise and tight. Go ahead.
I'm just curious why Judge Kavanaugh is showing a lot of grace and composure with everything that's going against him. If all this is not true, and I believe it's not true, it's all made up, of course, but why can't he sue them for defamation or slander or maliciousness or something like
that? Well, you can sue. Yeah, no, listen, you can sue anybody for anything, but the burden is very, very high on a public official. He would be what's considered a general purpose public figure. And a general purpose public figure has to prove that basically the other person knew they were lying. And so the burden becomes on you to prove it's not true. It's not true. And how do you prove a negative from the 70s or the early 80s? I mean, it's just the burden is too high.
How can she prove it is true?
She doesn't have to prove it's true. That's the point. That's the point I'm making. That's why I'm saying the burden is so high, that person doesn't even have to prove it's true. They just have to prove they believed it was true. Or they thought it could be true.
Well, I was just driving and I was listening to you and I was wondering, why doesn't he go on the offensive?
Yeah, that's why. That's why. I'll tell you why. Activist liberal Supreme Court. Sullivan versus New York Times. Look it up. Activist liberal Supreme Court. Sullivan versus New York Times.
Very good.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
Certainly. Man, see, I'm telling you, the callers are responding, Jack Campbell. You issue a challenge, they rise to the challenge. They answer the bell. They meet the challenge head on. Who's this?
Jacob.
Who?
Jacob.
Jacob. Am I on speakerphone or Bluetooth, my man?
No, his windows are down.
Yes. Yes, you are.
I am.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to try to correct that?
Let me see. All right, hello.
Oh, man.
That's a lot better.
Like a new man. All right, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, didn't the first accuser of Judge Kavanaugh report to her therapist back in 2012 of this incident?
I'm having a terrible time hearing you,
but
I'm happy.
Did she report to her therapist in 2012 about this incident?
Right.
You know, I've heard that. Have they released the notes? Did she name him by name?
I didn't hear any name, but I did hear that she had reported to a therapist. So I was wondering, you know, it's not like it's new. If she had reported it to a therapist about Judge Kavanaugh back in 2012, it's not like all of a sudden it's just a pop-up thing.
That's correct. Now, let me tell you this. If her therapist back in 2012 has notes that says Judge Brett Kavanaugh, at the time a 17-year-old, tried to rape me, I think that's that's tremendous evidence. And I will repeat what I said earlier. If this is true, if these allegations are true, Brett Kavanaugh is wholly and 100% disqualified from being in office.
Okay.
But I don't. Here's the article I'm reading from. It says Ford did not talk about the allegations with anyone until 2012, during a couple's therapy session with her husband. She provided the Post with notes from therapy sessions in 2012 and 2013 when she described an attempted rape that she experienced while she was in high school. I think in that context she was not lying. I think she probably had something tragic happen to her. Okay? Because I don't know why you would mislead your therapist in 2012 and 2013.
Right.
This says, in these notes, Kavanaugh is not named, but Ford describes an attack by students from an elite boys' school. These students are now highly respected and high-ranking members of society in Washington, she said.
Okay. Well, couldn't it be that this is not political on her part, but just she's just trying to let the world know that you're about to elect a bad man into the Supreme Court?
That's fine. And I'm all in favor of that. Here's what I'm not in favor of. I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Jacob.
Here's what I'm not in favor of, Jacob. I'm not in favor of a never-ending confirmation process. Just like in a criminal trial, the prosecution doesn't get to put on their evidence, and when they realize they haven't met their burden, go looking for more witnesses. Okay? You have a right to know before the trial starts who are the witnesses against you, so that you can prepare accordingly and prepare defense, cross-examinations, impeachment evidence. You have a right to be able to prepare yourself for the allegations against you. There was a process in place. There was a 6-week, 8-week, 10-week, whatever it was, investigation into Kavanaugh. Dianne Feinstein had this letter for 6 weeks. She got it on, well, it was dated July 30. We'll assume, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt, say she got it August 1 or 2. If that's the case, and she had this information available prior to the public hearing, then the public hearing ends it. And any information that comes forward after the public hearing, everyone in America was on notice Donald Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh. Anybody that had anything to say about Brett Kavanaugh was on notice. If you want to stop his hearing, now's the time to do it. If you want to stop his nomination, come forward and be heard. We're having a hearing for this express purpose. And if you don't do it, you have a right to go on with a vote.
Okay.
But that's just me. I mean, I'm old-fashioned. You know, I'm old-fashioned.
Well, I have no further questions. I just wanted to kind of stand up for the woman. I don't like to see battering of people, you know, of the victim.
You have never once told me, you've never once heard me say it didn't happen and that she deserved it. And I have even chastised people, Jacob. I know you can't dedicate 15 hours a week. But even last week and earlier today, I have chastised callers who suggested they were just kids being kids and that they were drunk and it should be excused. No. I have said consistently from the beginning, if this is true, Kavanaugh is disqualified and should be not only removed from consideration for the Supreme Court, but removed off the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and run out of any public official position. So that's it. Hey, I got to run, Jacob. Great caller. Guys, the new, not new caller seminar, but the new caller seminar, the caller seminar we rolled out this morning is working wonders. It has been a remarkable, unprecedented success. I think probably the greatest program ever implemented in talk radio history, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, you just did.
Are you familiar with the seminar?
Oh, hi.
Joey.
Hi.
Are you familiar with the seminar?
Yeah, I was listening some this morning, and I'm glad you implemented that because I was ready to make an example of somebody today.
Oh, well, let me tell you. I've not yet broken out the buzzer. Hadn't had to. But I'm committing to not trying to break out the buzzer this week. So this week is about gentle correction, constructive criticism, keeping our callers on point, keeping them brief. Brevity is the soul of wit. You know, let's
all right, Polonius.
Let's keep this down tight, right?
Sure.
Next week we get rough if we have to. Some people like it rough, but if we have to, we're going to get rough.
Now I was prepared rhetorically to pull down somebody's pants and whoop them, give a big old spanking.
All right, so that's Kavanaugh allegation number three. The only thing I have left to do today is to discuss the context of my theory that Rosenstein and Mueller were white hats. Why is Rosenstein being fired? Or why is he submitting his resignation? I'll do that on the other side of the break. Calls are still welcome. The seminar continues. 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them on Facebook. Like them, share them. Let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services. You don't have to dig a hole when you can call Cole. They're number one in the number two dip business. And Jack Campbell, when you have trouble with your bowl,
you call on Cole.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware,
folks. Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. and they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look, and they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard needs some rain, this is some good news. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get wet, but many will. Highs in the upper 80s today. Tonight's low 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms. About 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Credit Union loans money to the person, not necessarily the credit score. So keep that in mind as you're looking for options on credit cards and new car loans, used car loans, things like that, business loans. ASC Credit Union is going to look at the whole profile. They're not going to be picky and choosy and say, oh, I don't know, you got a 1 point below our cutoff, so you're out of luck. No. But they also have that absolutely free checking. That's what everybody joins for. Everybody goes in there and says, I want to be a member, not a customer. I don't want you sucking money out of my account every month without my benefit. I don't want you to look at me as a commodity, a way to make money. I want you to treat me as a member. Treat me, you know, like you know my name and you care about my family. ASC Credit Union does exactly that. Locations all over the River Region. 5,000, you heard that right, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. ASE Credit Union, they are federally insured NCUA, and they're equal opportunity lenders. So when you have the opportunity, sneak by an ASE Credit Union, open up a checking account, and you'll see what I'm talking about. All right, just as a refresher, because it's late and a lot of people weren't here during the 9 o'clock hour, I get that. We demand 15 hours a week. Not everybody can commit that, but, you know, they're getting better. They're getting better. The time spent listening number continues to climb. We're having a caller seminar that we're rolling out. Our callers the last few months.
Is it a seminar?
It's a seminar. We're teaching, we're lecturing, we're training, we're equipping. We have a caller seminar we're rolling out, and our callers have responded. I don't think we've received this many phone calls on a Monday in quite some time.
It's a challenge of sorts.
It's a challenge.
Will you get a CEC after it's over?
Yes. What does that mean?
collar education credit?
Yes, yes.
Oh, of course.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Everybody who wants one can call in and get one. But you got to prove you know what you're doing by taking the quiz, which means you call and you demonstrate that you learned. All we're asking for is brevity. Get to the point, stick to the point, and don't ramble. Don't ramble. If you do that, you're fine. 46 minutes after 11 o'clock, Red Top answers the bell.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
This is definitely a steam shovel of BS, this seminar stuff. I'm thinking somebody needs to say it, so I will.
I think he needs a buzzer, Barry.
He may be the first to get the buzzer, but this week's gentle correction. Go ahead. Fair enough.
Hey, and Jack, where in the hell is your buzzer, man? We should have buzzed this guy off a long time ago.
Jack gets
Thank
a little
you.
Bit. Thank you. 272-9228. See, that's how the buzzer works. You get a gentle buzz.
Did you
get
cut him off?
Well, yeah, he was not on topic.
Well, he never got to the topic.
That's my point. He was rambling.
See?
I had to demonstrate.
He's one of the worst offenders.
I had to demonstrate it with somebody.
Red Top is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to criticize Red Top on our show.
Well, he just criticized the host and said I needed to be buzzed.
I'll do it on any show, Jack. And criticize Red Top.
Let's see. I was just messing with Red Top. I'll make an example out of him. He's a good caller. He can call back. Yeah. Randy.
Yes, big fan of the new seminar.
Yes, thank you, Randy. Get to the point.
My points were going to be about Ms. Ford, but if you want to move on to the Rosenstein, I'll let it go.
Go ahead. Make a point and make it strong. Make it count.
Well, for some woman that's too scared to fly across country now, she did her post-grad in Hawaii.
Oh, really? So, she must be an excellent swimmer.
Yeah, she swam back and forth. She's a big surfer chick. And also in 2016, when Trump got elected, she started researching places to move to, and one of them was New Zealand. So I guess she was going to swim there also.
I have no problem with people wanting to swim the open ocean.
You've read up on this chick.
Remarkably good experience.
I have a lot of spare time. I'm retired.
Well, good, Randy. Thanks for spending some of it with us.
I try to spend 3 hours a day, man. I'm a good... But also on the Rosenstein thing, I've been... communicate with my sister in Atlanta, and I think with the new seminar going on, we might be able to get her to listen to something.
Yes, please, by all means. We love expanding our borders.
I texted her yesterday, or first thing this morning before the Rosenstein came out. I can't remember, but she was asking about, you know, this, that, and I said, listen,
as long as
Rosenstein and Sessions still have a job, I go with the white hat theory, and then boom, hours later. Yeah,
Rosenstein's
resigning. So,
I'm going to explain in a moment, and I'm running out of time, so I got to be picky and choosy about what I do for the next few minutes. Thanks for your call, Randy. I'm going to get into how does this square with my theory on the fact that Rosenstein and Mueller are white hats.
I want to hear this.
Okay. Let's assume for the sake of argument I'm right. Mueller and Rosenstein, white hats, duped and have done their best to try to get this investigation back on track. And let's assume for the sake of argument that Donald Trump is not pleased with their progress. You cannot have somebody... The only way right now that Donald Trump faces any real opposition going into the 2020 election... Right now, if the election's today, Donald Trump, with the economy the way it is, with the successes the way it is, with the base as congealed behind... Donald Trump as they are. The liberals don't want to hear this. But if the election was today, I don't care who you put up there. Put Barack Obama back up there. Put Hillary Clinton back up there. Put Joe Biden on there. Put somebody up there. Donald Trump wins a record number of states. He wins a record high percentage of black vote, probably in excess of 30%. And he wins re-election running away, probably with over 400 electoral votes. Okay? They know this. They know this. The only thing that could really derail that at this point is... giving credibility to the fact that Donald Trump is mentally unstable. And here you have on tape or in a memo or credibly accused by others, a Donald Trump appointee suggesting that Donald Trump needs to be set up from the inside and taken out. Now, sometimes in the mafia, you have to whack a good guy in order to keep all the other good guys in shape. And I'm not so sure Rosenstein just didn't get whacked for a couple of reasons. One is to send a message to everybody else. Nobody's above my whacking. And the second message is...
now be careful who you whack.
Don't you ever ever speak a disloyal word about me ever again. Nobody in this administration better ever speak a disloyal word about me ever again, period, end of sentence, under any circumstances. Once this became public, I think he had no choice. His hands were tied. White hat or not, you cannot have people in there joking about taking you out. Not if you're going to credibly claim that the Mueller investigation is a coup against you. Not if you're going to credibly claim the FBI and the CIA and the Department of Justice got together and put together a deep state operation to try to take you out. You cannot do that and have your deputy attorney general, the number two guy at the Department of Justice, joking about taking you out. He's got to go. White hat or not, he had to go.
The only thing that concerns me, if he fires Rosenstein, fine. Does this piss Mueller off and make him more determined than ever to go after Trump?
The only thing that concerns me is whether or not Rosenstein's getting a good night's sleep. And if he goes to Mr. Sandman, he will. I know that for a fact because I've gone to Mr. Sandman many times over the years for my own sleep needs, pillow needs, beds, and others. Mr. Sandman, two locations, Highway 14 and Millbrook, also on the Atlanta Highway. Just across from the Dairy Queen on the Atlanta Highway, just across from the Dollar General on Millbrook, 3 miles off exit six, Interstate 65, the Highway 14 exit. Get by Mr. Sandman. Find out why 18 years now he's been voted the number one mattress store in the River Region. Find out why he's an award-winning guy. Find out why I think he's just such a dadgum nice guy. Mr. Sandman, you're not sleeping well at night? You're probably on the wrong equipment. Get in there and sleep on better equipment. You'll get a better night's sleep. I can guarantee that. Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore. Get by there. Tell him I said hi while you're in there. It's 53 after. We'll be back.
Well, I'm not the kind to live in the past. The years run too short and the days too fast.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
CBS Tonight, it's the beginning of the end.
Here we go.
Be there for the start of Big Bang's final season.
It's official.
Then it's the season premiere of Young Sheldon.
And when there's trouble in paradise, there is only one name you need to know.
Magnum.
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 Magnum P.I.
Time to go.
The Magnum P.I. series premiere, followed by the season premiere of Bull on its new day and time, CBS Tonight.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
RiverRegions.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If it gets better than Shiloh when I was young, I don't know what it is.
We need to institute some new rules during the breaks.
The breaks are the best part, Campbell. You know, we're going to get a camera in here one day if Alan will ever deliver. We're going to get a camera in here, and people will see our faces and the looks of horror and the laughing, and they'll say, I wonder what they're talking about.
Talking about some fertilizer spreader at the break.
No.
It's just wretched.
Now, that actually is very true. It is a fertilizer.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Our number 272-9228, and everyone's imagination going wild. How does that work?
What are y'all talking about?
What's the fertilizer? Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Speaking of fertilizer, they'll come in and teach you how to take care of your trees. How to trim them, how to shape them. Maybe your tree's just out of control and needs to come down. You wouldn't be the first. And you wouldn't be the first person to say, but Baron, who do I call? I don't know how to trust these people. Well, I do. I vet these people so you don't have to. I've got that kind of time on my hands. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484, 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. These guys are a cut above the rest. Can I use that bad pun?
They're
a cut above the rest. These guys absolutely know what they're doing. 15-plus years in the business, not just a chainsaw and a truck. Licensed, insured, the whole nine yards, and you are going to notice the difference when they come out. You're going to notice the difference when they come out and talk to you. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, again, 328-2484. Man, I can't ever remember the numbers you give me. Look them up on Facebook, 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, C-H-I-P-P-E-W-A, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Find them on Facebook, like them, love them, call them, 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 2 minutes till the top of the hour. We can squeeze in this last call. I do want to tell everybody, the caller seminar rollout today went swimmingly.
Mm-hmm.
Went absolutely swimmingly. It's no secret, it's no surprise that the calls to this program over the last few months have gotten a little rambly. I'll use the example I used during the break and early in the program. If Jack and I were sitting in a bar and we were talking about something and you were listening in and wanted to chime in, we would love your input. But we would want it to be topical and concise. We don't want you to ramble for 5 minutes about...
And it's part of it's our fault.
Part of it's our fault. We haven't been enforcing it. I've stopped chastising people. But that changes. Don't make me bring out the big buzzer, because I will. Crawdad.
That's the only reason I called, was I wanted to comment that when you played Steal Away, Robbie Dupree.
Oh, man, a great song.
1980. If one was in school about that time frame that all these allegations happened, somebody might recall that song. They need to throw out the blue dye test on these accusers and see who bites.
Yeah.
And on that note, you just go ahead and buzz me.
I don't have to. That was a topical call. What are you talking about? It was topical, it was timely, it was concise. Not only will I not buzz you, Crawdad, I want to give you a gift card or something. I need stuff to give away to good callers. So people. But I'm telling you, we issued a challenge, they answered the challenge. More calls than we've had on a Monday in months. Honestly.
Epic.
People love the new format. They love the new challenge. They rise to the bell when they hear a challenge. Jack.